WHM monitoring.
Let's be here for a short time. I hollered for you. We're almost home. And we got a new one, and it's 17 inches high, right? 16 and a half.
No. That'll make all the difference in the world.
Thank you for that. And we got the Delta one. There were several different ones there to pick from. And we got to visit with our old friend Pete. It worked at Lowe's, and they canned him, and he's been over at Home Depot ever since, and Home Depot got the best deal there.
Sometimes companies don't know what's good for them. They get rid of the good ones and are left with the, not so good ones.
He's a good one. He knows his business. He's been there a long time, but let's just say he wasn't politically correct, I guess. And I don't think he still is, but I get tickled with him. Had a good time, and I think we got what we wanted. It's still hot out here, Bill.
Agree. It's still 85 degrees here in Harwell.
You're saying they loaded it. Now I got to figure out how to get it off. But I got some of those rims. I'll wait. Let me turn that radio down. I'll wait till tomorrow and slide it down one of those ramps. And we got a contract with Waldrop, and I might just have them put it in. I don't know. I just, the problem's lifting, and they're not that big a deal to put in, but we'll see. This is something new I've got, and includes plumbing, so we'll see if they can earn their money.
If it's covered, I'm sure they'll do it. And like I said, let them earn their money. That's why you got it.
You see, it might be where two fools met, but we'll see. But I know the grandpa, the guy that owns the place, and he's a fine guy to ever live. And if I got a complaint, I'll just complain to Jim, K9JDP. And I think that's his son, isn't it? He don't own it, but he works there. But at any rate, it's the first year I tried that. Well, we're looking at the girls out here and just pulled in. Bill, what do you got planned for the rest of the evening?
I'm going to do a little studying, and then I'm going to call it a day here in about an hour and a half, maybe an hour, who knows. But I'm consistently passing the practice exams for my general, so I'm just going to keep studying until it's time to take the test here in a few weeks.
To comment on that, I seen an email about that the other day, and I just figured I'd tell you congratulations, in person here. And scoring in the 90s, it should be a cakewalk for you. And you'll really enjoy having that. And I worked a couple of Russians the other night, but I haven't worked a lot. Now, Dave, W4DJW, told me today that he'd worked Thailand on one of the digital modes. I think it's called Whisper. And, but Dave's worked tens of thousands of contacts. But that's a very rare one. You don't often hear from this part of the country. And I have seen it come up and tried to work them before very, very extremely few times. And from Kansas, nada. They just, that part of the world down there around Thailand and that is halfway around the world, basically. And it's a booger to work, but if you're going to work it, that digital mode would probably be the easiest way to get it. But I wouldn't say it was easy on there.
Yeah, Thailand, that is quite a ways. And I would imagine you'd have to make several hops to get there and back. But digital mode might be the easier way, put it that way.
I've worked in India and places down in that area. And I've worked China, Hong Kong, and Korea, South Korea. Very few have worked North Korea. P5 is the hardest one to get because anybody that's ever went there, they don't stay long or else they disappear, I guess. It's not a good thing. And then the Spratly Islands, that's another real hard one to get because it's so rarely ever occupied, and now the Chinese are claiming it. So the last bunch of ham radio guys that went out there, they got shot at. So I doubt if they have any de-expeditions there for a while.
People gonna shoot at me. I tend to stay away from those areas, especially if it's not over much more than trying to do a ham radio. I don't think that'd be worth getting shot at.
A bunch of rocks, kind of like Market Reef, only Market Reef's not that rare. It's over towards England. And there's a lot of, you know, Franz Josef Land and places like that. They're fun to work. They're just little bitty places up near the North Pole and whatnot. Well, Bill, I'll let you go. I'm sitting here feeding the Arabs, and Renee's getting antsy and wants to get inside, so I'll say 73. You have a good night. Maybe I can catch you. Oh, long one. We can visit longer. 14WHM and 0TR 73. Good night, Bill.
And good evening, Bernice. Glad y'all made it back home safely. Y'all continue to do what you do, and we're all the better for it. 73 is my friend. Be safe. M4WHM, clear.